evening. It's been a wonderful afternoon, beautiful weather, and it seems like now we might get a few raindrops, but that'll be just fine with me. Hard to believe that May is over already, almost over, and that means the year is almost halfway over. Time just flies by, but praise the Lord, we're still alive, and we can serve Him, and use every day to the fullest. Do have a prayer request here that we want to start off right away. Maxine Searcy, that would be Jeff Searcy's grandmother, and that would be, where's Catherine at? Yeah, there's Catherine.
My daughter's.
Yeah, your daughter's.
His grandmother.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so it'd be your son-in-law's grandmother. So be praying for Jeff Searcy's grandmother. She fell and she's in the hospital. She broke her shoulder and she's bleeding in the brain. And she's up there in years, what, 92 or 93 years old. And Catherine was mentioning that maybe she may have to have surgery on the brain to relieve some of that. So, Maxine Searcy. Do you know her, Maxine? So definitely be praying. And Dwayne, whenever you open prayer, go ahead and pray for Maxine, okay?
Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that's with us, you mean?
No.
I didn't catch all the hunks.
We're looking forward to a good night tonight. Be thinking of testimonies as far as how the Lord has been working in your life. Be thinking of favorite hymns that we can be singing, or if you want to have a special, think of maybe if you want to get a trio together or something like that spontaneously, that'll work out just fine too. But it's a time to share praises as far as what the Lord has done in our life, and good time. So let's go ahead and stand up, and Dwayne's going to come and lead us in 289. Yeah, maybe once we start as far as testimonies, you can give us an update there, okay? Yeah, definitely. Maybe you can give a few more details there, because you know firsthand there. Let's go ahead and stand and turn to 289. There shall be showers of blessing.
Good evening. When will the showers be? Sometimes it seems like there's so much adversity, we forget about the showers of blessings, and we know who, even amidst the adversities, we do have many, 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 many blessings from the Lord. So let's sing from the heart, and we'll sing all four stanzas. If I don't capitulate, okay? There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops on us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor your word. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as of Jesus we call. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops on us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Thank you. You may be seated.
You want me to leave? Mm-hmm. I'm sort of out of wind.
Or you can call on somebody. All right.
Yeah. Call on someone else.
Bob Burkhart, why don't you go ahead and lead us in prayer this evening?
Father, we thank you for the Lord's Day. You prepared the table of banquet, of truth. Bless us with, to encourage us, to challenge us, to convict us. I want to thank you for the privilege, the strength we have to be here this evening. We remember these dear folks, loved ones, and friends, and acquaintances that are going through particular trials in their life. We think of this elderly lady of Lester's, and Grandma. We think of the years you've given to her. And so we would pray for the comfort for her, pray for the doctors that care for her. And Lord, we pray especially, we don't know her heart, but we pray that she's ready to go to heaven. And so we would pray for the family, encourage them. And we pray for the doctor this special time. We remember also Betty's great-grandson. As the family is gathered around that little 90-year-old boy in the hospital bed. Think of an elderly lady of 92 or 3, and here's a boy of 9, mindful that the uncertainty of life here on earth, day by day. And we pray for the doctors, and it's going to take a miracle to see that you're a miracle-working God. And so we commit this young man to him, pray for the spiritual need of mom in that family, and that Lester and the Christian family would be a real encouragement and a blessing at this time. So we commit this little life to you into your hand. Thank you for being here this evening. And Lord, we know you're going to bless us. We're going to be challenged. And the Word of God is sung and is spoken. And we just want to thank you for your faithfulness and your blessing upon us day by day. And we praise you for the blessed hope. Oh, what a wonderful truth that Jesus is coming to take us to be here himself in heaven, away from this world's trials and tribulation, to help us to walk by faith until that day. Which in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, now we open it up to you. Now, if you have a testimony, have something to say, we have James here with the portable microphone, so he can bring that to you so hopefully everybody can hear. Or if you have a favorite hymn, or a special. So we'll go ahead and open that up now. Maxine?
I just pray to the Lord for... You know, I'm going to be... I really don't need it. I don't think it's on.
Yeah, I think it's on.
Can you hear?
Yeah, we can hear you well.
Okay. I'm going to be 90, and I can do everything. You know, I walk several times a week, and I drive, and I just thank the Lord. He's been so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, I just praise him. I just thank him all the time.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, we look forward to celebrating Maxine's birthday on July the 5th. 90 years that the Lord has given to her. Praise the Lord.
Y'all pray that I'll remember.
I don't. I guess it is one. This little Gage is Candy and Donnie's grandson. And that's Candy, is Betty's daughter. Okay, so they would ride these four-wheelers up and down Donnie's pastures all the time, these kids do. So the two cousins were out. As far as I know, it was just the two. The 12-year-old that belongs to Jeremy, who is Candy's boy. And then this other boy is the one that he died of cancer. The little boy's daddy died of cancer. How many years ago?
35
years. That'd be 9 because he was a baby when it happened. So that was their other son, the only son that Candy and Donnie had, besides Jeremy. So anyway, they were riding their four-wheelers, and they're so dangerous. I hate them. Anyway, they stopped. They had their BB guns, and they stopped to shoot at something. They both took their helmets off. Number one mistake. And so they got through with their shooting, whatever they did, and they both get back on. And the next thing Jeremy knows, or Jessup, is that the thing was turned over on him, on this little gauge. It'll be 9 in July. So he did his best somehow or other. The Lord must have helped that kid to get that thing. If we just drug him out, we don't know all these details at all. But he's got terrible skull fracture, jaws broken, face bones are broken, many of them, lungs. They've got a tube in his nose that goes down to the lungs, draining fluid off the lungs. And he's got fluid coming out of his nose from, they said, from spinal fluid. I don't know. But he's very critical. And I don't know if that's even all the bones. Betty's, well, she doesn't know yet because they're just staying at the hospital. Mm-hmm. So you really want to pray. I know I'm forgetting some things, but it's really very, very serious. But we want God's will. Whether it's to do with this unsaved mother. She's married just lately to a Mennonite, and they've really taken her in and been kind. They've built him a house, Mennonites have. And the stepdad treats this little boy good. He's told Candy and Donnie that. So just really pray God's will. Living or going.
Amy?
202.
202? Okay, let's turn to 202.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my place. Let me clear the air a little bit. Lest anyone think I don't want to pray. That's not the point. I appreciate Bob praying and in my stead here. Pastor asked me if I would. You know that. But here's the upshot of this. Someone said to me one time, "How are you feeling?" I said, "How many hours you got for me to tell you? How long have you got for me to share with you?" A good number of you have felt like that probably at one time or another. But let me share this. When we began attending this church, the one thing that I was impressed with was, now I know every church body has physical needs and all types of needs, but the thing that impressed me was the care of the believers and the prayer support for one another, and the tremendous need that there was within the confines of this local church. I was visiting with Verva just a bit before the service, and she said, "It's always been like this, that needs came up, and people pray," and she said, "We just go on." And that's a good way, Verba. That's a good approach. But sometimes I'm a little limited in what I do. And we're singing 204?
202.
Pardon?
202.
Oh, 202.
Uh-huh.
See, there's one of my infirmities. Amazing grace, and isn't that true? Amazing grace that we have from the Lord in all of our needs. Let's sing, shall we? 1, 2, 4, and 5. Tremendous promise, isn't it? I filled the pulpit one time, my wife and I and the children. I filled the pulpit in Utica, Illinois. And we sang this in the Sunday school hour. It doesn't matter how old the person was, but it happened to be an older person. The lady says, "But I don't like that they call us wretches. That saved such a wretch like me." Well, if we understand, at least to some point, the depravity of the human heart, we have no problem saying, a wretch like me. And the Lord gave me grace. I spoke up and I said, "Well, sorry, ma'am, that's just the way it is." So forget it, huh?
That's right.
That's the way we are. That's the way we were. Stanza number 4, through many dangers, toils, and snares. If you're a born-again believer, undoubtedly you've been there with many toils and many snares. I can think back and the things the Lord has spared me from, I say, amen, 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 amen. And the scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. We may not feel like we're delivered right at the moment, but the ultimate delivery will be when we're there for 10,000, 10 million, 10 billion years. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Lester doesn't like Arthur, and Catherine doesn't like Ritus. They fight that every day. Those two go through war.
All right, did you want to take charge anymore?
You can go ahead.
All right, who has a testimony that they would like to give? James? You just stood up with a mic, huh? All right.
Well, as you know, I don't have a little baby with me right now, but she's downstairs with my grandson, Reed. But one of my concerns was that when we were down in Davenport, that she wouldn't know who we were, and she'd be very upset when her mom and dad left to go to Florida. Well, my prayers were answered, because the minute her mom left, she just latched on to me, and it's been like that the whole time. So the Lord answered that prayer. And the one prayer that didn't get answered was that the reason they went to Florida was to go to what was called the Laser Spine Institute for pain management, or a procedure for Jeremy with his bad pain that he has. They weren't able to do anything. In the meantime, he had pneumonia, which he didn't know. It got worse, so now he's in Davenport. They got home Wednesday. My daughter took him to the doctor on Thursday. He's now in the hospital with very bad pneumonia. And so pray for him in that situation. And I might be going back to Davenport tomorrow or Tuesday with the baby and Reed. Reed and I will go down together. So pray for us as we continue on.
Thank you, Cassie. We want to remember Dave and Cassie in this family need. They can become very weary, very, very weary in caretaking. So we remember you. I don't know if the testimony I was giving earlier, the thing that drew us to this church was the fact that people seem to bond together and work through the adversity, and so we just brought in some more problems. And praise the Lord, we think we saw the need for settling down here, and as the Lord would give us opportunity, try to encourage people and in their personal needs and that type of thing. So my testimony is we're glad to be with you, and we appreciate your prayer support for us through many different things. Some of you knew that we had one of my nephews who pastored in Buchanan, pastored there for 27 years, hardly had a sick day in his life. New Year's Eve, if you don't mind my sharing this a bit, he would almost have to say yes, wouldn't he? New Year's Eve, he didn't feel well. And so he went to one of his so few doctor's appointments and got checked out. And after several weeks, bear with me now if you've heard this before, but after several weeks of diagnostic work, he had 3 tumors on the brain, tumors in the pancreas, his back was full of cancer, and they finally determined that it started in the kidney, and he had only one because he had given one to his daughter a few years ago. She was on dialysis. So he only had one left, but they were looking for the source so they'd know how to deal with it. When they found the source in the one kidney, the body of doctors gathered around and said, "We're sorry. We can't do anything for this." So from January 1st until March 20th, he was with us and then gone. So the brevity of life says, you know, it speaks to us to live consistently for the Lord day by day. And whatever comes, we've just sung this, Amazing Grace. And right across the page is Grace Greater Than Our Sin. I remember when Dr. John Hartog III, he wrote an article in the Faith Witness, but he also spoke on this, and he said, and this was so good for my heart, he said, he used David as an illustration, God looked beyond David's sin and saw his heart. If our heart has that utmost desire to please God, we will, can I put it this way, we'll always be in business with God. Because we are sinners by birth, and as Christians, who can number the thoughts and the words and the things that we do, and to try to remember everything, to even repent of all these things, that's impossible. And so Pastor shared with me the other day, a few days ago, that the Church of Thessalonica, as far as repentance, the overall look was they turned from their idols and accepted the Lord by simply doing, not simply, very profoundly doing that. They turned from idols and turned to the living God. That's what we need to do every day. Every day. Maybe I'll make a choice. 201. Is that all right, ladies? Let's sing the first and the last stanza of 201. And think about grace greater than our sins. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Calvary's mount abhorred, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all. Greater than all our sins. Good singing. All right, who has, someone else have a testimony? All right, Ron?
Could I do a double shot testimony and request a song? It was such a blessing to be able to go to that wedding yesterday, and little did I know I was going to be blessed today by, I forgot. Actually, I locked my keys in my truck, and I was going to get my spare key and my bill pull, and it's missing, and I figured it fell out somewhere on the trip yesterday, and so the pastor graciously took me to my house so I could get my spare key, and then everything is all right on that. So, and I took my glasses I lost this morning at my house this morning. So it's just been one of those days. And I was just going to request an hour of prayer, you know, Betty's situation in her honors. If I could.
433.
433.
433?
33.
33?
33.
Right. 433.
Yeah.
I
forgot to tell you what age.
I have a phone,
so it's kind of
affected
my thoughts.
433?
Yeah, sweet hour.
Scriptures convict us many times, many, many times of our personal need. How about the hymns that we sing? The hymns that we sing, from my own perspective, brings much sober conviction. I think of how the Lord rebuked the disciples when he said, "Can you not spend with me 1 hour?" In other words, you have to fall asleep when the need is so urgent. To say that we have spent 1 hour of concentrated prayer, just answer for yourself. That's a hard call. The Lord's work will move ahead only as God's people are dedicated consistently in life and in prayer. The prayer meeting is of such vital, urgent need that if at all possible, be at prayer meeting. You may not feel like you are adequate in prayer. I've had folks say to me, but I don't say the words right. Hey, that's not it. God looks at the heart. Thank you, David. David goes like this. This is where it all is. That's where God looked at David's heart, looked past his sin, and said, David, you're a man after my own heart. Oh, how we need that. We need that for our own consolation, our own confidence to go on for the Lord. But sometimes with these hymns, don't think me rude now, but we sing a bunch of lies. You know? Oh, how I love Jesus, and we, our thoughts and our deeds, we run rampant, you know. We're going the other way. And yet we sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Just let, if the shoe fits, you know, without being rude. That's the way it is. I mean, these hymns can convict us. All right, who else has a testimony or hymn?
We have 569.
Pardon?
569.
569?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
That's right.
569. Battle Hymn of the Republic? Okay. Let's stand for this. Choice. We need some patriotic music too. All right, let's sing.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is marching on.
Thank you, Maxine, for that choice.
cannot sing that song, the songs that we sang, Amazing Grace and Grace Greater Than Our Sin, but what I think of my mother, whose name was Grace. It was Grace that taught me how to fear and how to fear the Lord. And I'm so thankful for my Christian heritage. It goes clear back to my mother was saved when she was 17. And she served the Lord faithfully after that and something. A lot of it in music and all the activities she did in the church, different churches that we went to. So I just, the Lord has blessed me. I get really down sometimes. I feel so sorry for myself until I hear things like the testimonies tonight. People that have real problems. And it's easy to say, well, you just trust the Lord for everything. But put that into your experiences and it gets tough. But I have that assurance that Christ knows the answer and He doesn't allow anything in my life that He doesn't pass through His hands first. So, and I can't help it, but I have to say the blessing I receive every time I see my son Joe sitting beside me in the pew. Joe told me a year ago, after she first met him, she's like, that guy's going to be in church one of these days. And I would never say anything, but boy, I'm not a betting woman, but I sure wouldn't have had to bet on it. But I thank the Lord for that. Mm-hmm. I thank the Lord for Brother Ronnie and his wife Cheryl that are with us again tonight. Mm-hmm. And I won't go into that in detail because I've known Ron a lot longer than I knew his brother. So anyway, and I'll tell you what, if there was ever a conversion in a person, that one. You know, what he used to be and what God made him into because he listened to God. And I just thank the Lord for that. Thank you for this church. All the prayers that you've said for everyone. And Joe is just the beginning. There's a lot of others in the family that need to get their hearts right. So just continue to pray and I thank you for it and I love y'all. Oh, 500.
Thank you, Barbara.
With the roll of Solomon God, I had it. That's the song we have to sing.
We're glad to have you folks with us tonight. What's the number?
543,
please.
This song I remember, and Joe might even remember this. I remember at my mother's funeral, before the actual funeral took place. For some reason, I was singing this song. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I was singing that song standing at her casket. So it's very, very special to me. That song. So just sing maybe the first or the last.
First and third.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. The first and the third verses.
Sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the Savior shall gather over on the other shore, and the roar is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder. Dawn till setting sun, let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work is done, and the roar is gone, yonder I'll be there. When the roar is called up yonder, when the roar is called up yonder, the roll is all up yonder, I'll be there.
It's a great promise taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Yes, Josh? James, you want to give him the mic? Did you have a hymn choice or a testimony?
Hymn choice.
Hymn choice?
Yeah.
Okay. What number?
Number 353.
453.
353.
353. Very good. That's another good choice.
The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears, no alarm, no foes of fright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in the weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. Be early or safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in the weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in the weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Let me challenge you just a bit. When some adversity comes before you, all of a sudden, do we take advantage of this? I'm as guilty as the worst other person of looking for other sources of help, comfort, and then finally, at times, there are times when we resort to going to the Lord immediately. But all too often, we thrash around in our soul and our minds and our hearts. We utter a lot of things we shouldn't be saying within our own selves or to the wife or the family or outside the or in the church or outside the church. And then maybe finally, after a period of time, we realize, hey, calm down and take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And hard lesson to learn, because our humanity wants to run the other way all the time. We have a number of real serious prayer requests within the confines of this body. And as much as we can, by name, and whatever the need is, we need to be remembering one another that God would have His way in all of our doings. I'm glad Pastor says yes, because I'd be in trouble. But that's the way it is. Some adversity comes up. Just slow down and take it to the Lord. It's easier said than done. For pastors too. It's easier said than done. And we need to uphold our pastor daily. After, and our good brother Bob is here. Sandy's not here tonight, but Bob's here. And after the experience of their that they had last weekend, Sunday night and Monday, that's a shocker. And we need to take time in our homes and remember those that have such desperate needs. Okay, you have anything to suggest?
No, I see Eva's hand there.
Eva? Oh. Eva, do you have a choice?
Yeah. First, I'd like to talk a minute. My song that I want to sing when we get ready for it is 435, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, but tonight I feel that the closeness of this church, the closeness of God, you know, we're here with God, and this is our family here, and we have a wonderful pastor, we have a wonderful congregation, and I just thank God for it every day. And I know, I really believe what you're saying about the different things that goes on in our lives. Each one of us have them. But it's God. As long as we remember that God's not going to give us any more than we can handle, and we lean on Him for strength, He's our best friend we could ever have.
435. Thank you, Eva. Hymn number 435, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
I also would like for you to please keep Mom Norma in prayer. She keeps it falling all the time. She can't hardly get around in the house anymore with the walker even. So she's going downhill pretty fast. Now, please keep her in prayer.
There are truths, folks, there are truths in this hymn that we really need to lay hold of. All of our sins and griefs to bear. Sometimes when we realize, even though we realize that, we still may have grief, and it may be evident to others. I've been through that. And they may wonder why we grieve as we do. But the heart can still be right with God as far as the burden and the problem, our grief. It's on Isaiah 53, where the text says, "Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." After Pearl passed away, my first wife, that was undoubtedly the most difficult thing I've ever been through. And I woke up with a start one night, and that text out of Isaiah, I shared this with you a couple years ago. I'm sure you all remember that now. Maybe you do. But if you don't, I woke up with a start, and this scripture came to my mind. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, all of them. What a comfort to have scripture come to you like that in the middle of the night or any time. That's the value of knowing God's Word. It'll come to you when you need it. Let's sing this, Eva's choice. What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Bear, all because we do not carry and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the morning prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Bob, please. The mic is coming.
Let's bow and have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you this evening for the songs that we've sung. And we think of all the truth they contain in the Word of God. And we do want to pray for Cassie and David in the ministry you've given to them this past 2 weeks. Something considerably different than routine in their lives. And yet out of love of Christ and for their loved ones, where they manifest a service that's very valuable. Thank you for watching over them. Continue to pray for the family and the strength needed and the testimony that's going forth. Continue to remember the Adamson family too. All of us being parents, we think of the circumstances and situation that's they're confronted with. Thank you that they know the Lord. And certainly we've been taught and prompted and refreshed tonight, reminded to cast our care upon Thee, knowing You know all things. So we pray Your blessing upon them. Pray for the boy tonight. The truth that he knows is known probably even as a young boy. The Spirit of God would take that and challenge his heart and life. Out of that would come a victory. And we want to pray for Eva. Thank you for her testimony and her family and all those circumstances. Larry, you, Lord, know about that. Continue to pray for Mike. And certainly things could be said about each and every one of us, but we're grateful. We know the Lord Jesus Christ, and You've commanded us to cast our care upon You because You care for us. And certainly the love revealed at Calvary gives overwhelming evidence of a degree of love that we can't comprehend. And we give You praise for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to let you say something. Go ahead, and then I'll stand.
Go ahead.
Well, we go over 55.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Uh-huh. I appreciate you this Sunday. We're family. We got our hair down. Brother Dwayne has really laid the card down on the table. Pastor does it every week. The truth. And I'm reading things all the time to prompt me. I'm talking about me. Oh, wretched man that I am. I got to say that quite often, brother. The admonitions he's given us all based on the Word of God. And I have worked hard. You need to call it sin. It's sin. Not doing the Word of God. Now, as Christians, the missionary said, when I told my Bible, I have nothing to say. And certainly, everything we believe here is based on the Word of God. We should always remember that. And so when I read something, and I read quite a bit of stuff relative to Christian faith, and I'm making a personal application myself. Where am I in relationship to that which is being said? And of course, it's biblical. Is God talking to me too, not what somebody else maybe said? It's a biblical truth. And this particular one talks about let your light so shine. And it let me mention, it says eight things that often overshadow the Christian light and reveal Christ. Sometimes these things cause the light to go out altogether. Number one, being too busy to have time for Jesus. For God, you've been too busy. Neglecting to pray. We've talked a lot about that tonight. We carry the burdens. When we pray, it's a release, isn't it? It's a release. We turn it over to the Lord, and He knows all about us. We don't, He does. So it releases our anxiety, you see. Yielding to sin. Beginning to read, study, and meditate, and take to heart the Word of God. Take to heart. And in doing that, we deceive ourselves. We deceive ourselves. You think I do that? When I don't do that, I do that. I deceive myself. God, you're not as smart as I am. Loving the world and the things of the world. Becoming discouraged, impatient, and losing faith in God's promises. Letting the fear of persecution or ridicule prevent us from taking a stand for Jesus Christ. Thinking that we thinking we can be Christian and pleasing to God without making a full commitment to Jesus. It is most important that we might be light for Jesus, truly shining for Him when He comes again. I like the Christian faith. It's where we live every day. Every minute of every day. Practical application. Okay, this is such a house as this. There's a husband and a dad who has set the pace. Leadership. There's a wife and a mom who's on the same page with her husband. Partnership. There are children who are following their parents. Lead. Fellowship. There is a faith that gives God first place. Lordship. There is a lifestyle that is distinctively Christian. Discipleship. There is an attentiveness to active service of the Lord. Stewardship. There is a sense of duty that propels this family. Guardianship. So when I read, the pastor preaches, the teacher teaches, and I read, where am I in relationship to all of these things? And so it prompts us to kind of get back on the straight and narrow way. And it's always a challenge, it's always a great conviction, and we should have a heart and attitude to obey. And certainly, we're all in the game together, brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we know, I don't point my finger, I tell people, I don't point my finger at anybody. Hey, I've got things to take care of. I want to encourage you, encourage us as a family, pray for one another, strengthen one another, love one another, and love the Lord. Because we all have problems. None of us exempt. But He has all the answers. Isn't that wonderful? Having a problem is one thing, having the answer is something else. And be patient with one another. God bless all of you. Good to be here.
That I was able to witness to a resident at work. She's near my age, and she's in a wheelchair, can't walk. And she was talking about hell, this being hell on earth. And I said, well, there really is a hell. We'll either go to heaven when we die or hell. And I said, I know that I'm not going to hell. And so I explained John 3 to her about Nicodemus being the Lord telling him, you must be born again. And she listened but didn't say one word. So pray that the seed is planted in her and that she'll accept the Lord and her family. Because I know that they need it. And then I was able to witness to a resident, or to a co-worker. She claims she's saved, and she talks like she is, but yet she didn't know what born again meant, and I explained that to her. So, and she doesn't attend church anywhere, and I want to give her a invitation. I told her about the church, and I want to give her one of those cards yet. So pray for her, too. And if we have time, I'd like to sing 511.
Thank you. Yep, 511. Do we bring it to a close?
No, we can go. We can go over some. Definitely.
Joe, did you have something?
Yes, I did. One of my favorite things to say is, my mother's always said to me for many years is, Joe, you're welcome to come to church. I'm sure the building won't fall down. And in this last month, I've discovered that she was right. And I really can't give her enough thanks for never giving up on me. And I've known about the Lord for years. My grandmother, her mother, at her 80th birthday, I went up to her one day, or at that party that night, I said, Grandma, how long have you served the Lord? She said, I've served the Lord for over 60 years. When are you going to start, Joe? And this has been about 25 years ago now. Well, my grandmother didn't see it, but my mother did. Her unconditional love helped me. I'm very thankful. I'm just tickled to be here. And we're not strangers, just friends that haven't met yet. And I really appreciate you guys, the people that I have met, warm hospitality, and hope that this is just the beginning of good things to come.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. I met Joe quite a number of months ago out at your home. And that was my first acquaintance. And we're certainly glad to hear your testimony and have you coming regularly. That's wonderful. The Lord bless. Is there anyone else that would like to participate in this? Bill, you got a hymn? You got your book open.
511, I meant.
What?
511.
511? 511? Okay. Very good. Now I belong to Jesus. Once we have accepted Him and His finished work on Calvary, we are His, and nothing can pluck us out of the Savior's hand, the Father's hand. Okay, shall we sing?
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From Him no power of evil can sever. He gave His life to ransom my soul. My soul for Jesus.
7, but yes, Michael.
I just like to
let everyone know. I just like everyone to know that I took on a new job. I got hired on at Bethel Missions through Hope Ministries. I work 4 days a week. I work about 24 and a half hours. But the thing about it was that they were looking for someone to work 37 and a half hours a week at $10 an hour. And most of you know that that because of my kidney transplant, I get a disability check. And I told them, I shared that with them, and they really wanted to hire me. And I kept telling them, you know, I can't take it unless you help me, you pay me above, or you help me work it out to where I can stay within my limits and keep my benefits. And my boss, one night after he got done having family devotions, he went into the kitchen and started figuring out some numbers and praying to God, and he took it before his supervisors, and they asked me, you know, they said they gave me an offer, and it was within the limits, and they hired me, and I've been working for them for about 2 weeks now, and I've not really seen anything happen like that in my life, but I just am very encouraged and happy to be their cook. I'm not just a cook, though, I found out after I got in there. I'm more of the chef or head cook. I'm in charge of the kitchen. A lot of the men live there as residents. They are my helpers. They are the ones that do some of the cooking. They do some of the dishwashing and clean up. And we get lots of donations. Everything we cook and serve is pretty much donation. And there's been a number of days that I've already worked. I will have started on a project for lunch, and something will come in the back door, and it's already ready, and we serve that. And I just see God working every day through where I work now. And I'm surrounded by other Christians, working with all men, and it's been a blessing to me for this job. I have my own kitchen. I mean, it's mine. It's a commercial kitchen. I switch things around now, and my boss just tells me, you do what you want to do. And I do, and he's okay with it. He's happy with me, and I just have to thank God for that. To be at this, it is a Christian organization. When I was working at the Y, I noticed a lot of differences in these two places, and it's night and day between the two Christian associations. And I just am really happy that God placed me there.
Thank you, Michael.
What do we do?
Yeah, we can go ahead and close it.
Close it.
I've appreciated your participation, and let's close our service with 106. Excuse me, 106. Praise Him, praise Him. We'll sing the first and the third stanzas. Let us stand as we sing.
liveth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, shout out his excellent greatness.
Amen. There's so much that we can praise the Lord for, and this evening, just a taste, just a, you know, we've been able to fill over an hour here praising the Lord and sharing requests. But isn't it great? We serve a wonderful God. He cares for us. He wants the best for us. We just need to trust Him, even whenever times are tough. Trust Him, and God is good. He will bring us through those difficulties. Let's go ahead and have a closing word of prayer, and we'll also give the Lord thanks for the food that we'll be having downstairs. And all of you are welcome to come downstairs for a good time fellowship. Heavenly Father, we just our hearts are overflowing now with gratitude and thankfulness for all that you've done for us, for how you're working in lives. And yet we are still burdened for the many prayer requests that have been mentioned and for the many other needs, both in our own lives and in the lives of those that we love. So we do pray even for the many requests that have been mentioned. We thank you that you are a God who wants to hear our prayers. You want to answer prayers. So we just pray that you would be glorified in a great way. We do thank you for the time of fellowship that we'll be having downstairs. We thank you for the food and for the hands that have prepared it. And we thank you most of all for Jesus Christ and salvation through His name. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's great. They're playing on stage as far as I know. So. Wonderful.
Did you see Joe's enthusiasm?
Yeah, he did. It really is.
You can tell he means it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, he gets so bad.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you downstairs.
Yes, sounds wonderful.
I'm going to take one to the neighbor.
That's right. We still need to figure out a time where we can visit. Them.
That's right.
Yeah. So, thank you. Basically, you know, anytime you should work with me, I'll figure it out. Maybe Tuesday afternoon.
On a Tuesday afternoon,
yeah,
probably.
Fine.
I don't know about this Tuesday, but we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe I told you that I asked him, you know, it would be okay if Pastor
and
he said yeah, just so he knows when we're coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
because a lot of their furniture is still in Colfax.
That's right.
And they're kind of in disarray.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they've only got a sofa and a big chair, I think, and a TV in the living room.
Uh-huh.
And a bed to sack
mm-hmm.
on in.
Mm-hmm. So that's hard when you're in transition like that.
Practice what you've been training.